still nothing. Where is he? No, this isn't like him at all. Normally, when I text my son, he answers almost immediately. I don't like him being away from home for school. I feel like that place is changing him. It's taking him away from me. No, that can't be it. He must just be busy. Oh, God, but what if something happened to him? To my baby? I couldn't live with myself if I let him move away for school and then something terrible happened and I lost... Oh, please, baby, is that you? Oh, thank God. You had me worried half to death. Yes, you did. Don't ever ignore me like that again. What do you mean, like what? I texted you like 15 times. I called you 10 times and you didn't answer any of them. Yeah, well, I haven't heard from you in over 2 hours. Whatever, driving or not, you could have at least let me know. If I knew that you were coming, I would have made you a nice meal and gotten your bed already with fresh sheets and I wouldn't have panicked and thought that you were dead somewhere while some masked thief snuck away with your phone and left you to die out in the streets. I don't know what I would do without you. I can't... Okay, you're right, baby. I'm sorry. I was just so scared is all. I'm not used to you not answering my messages or my calls. Just don't do that to me again, okay? Okay, come here. Thank you. Well, I've missed you so much, sweetheart. Oh, wow. You have grown since you left. Hello, yes you have. You look amazing, baby. So handsome and so manly. Turn around for me. Do it. Okay, put your bags down. There. Now, go on. Oh, yes. Look at my handsome boy. Hey, why did you pull away, baby? I mean, don't you want your mommy to kiss and love on you? It's been months since we last saw each other. Come here. Baby? No, wait. He just walked away from me. All I wanted to do was give my wonderful boy some hugs and kisses after he left me for hours worrying and wondering if he was okay. And he just, if he thinks he can act like that, disrespect his own mother that way, I don't think so. Maybe he just needed to put his bags up in his room and take a load off. Poor boy. That's a long drive. He's probably just so tired. Oh, and stressed. Oh my gosh, of course. School and exams have probably just taken over his life lately. Aw, my sweet, smart, responsible boy. That's all. He just needs to relax now that he's home, and mommy knows just how to help him do that. Ooh, but first, I'm gonna change out of this silly top and shorts, and I'll put on that sexy little lilac purple nightgown he used to love seeing me in. Yeah, I love that see-through little thing. I haven't worn it since his last night home before moving away. Oh, it'll be so special. Hi, baby, it's mommy. What are you up to? What's a tick tick? Oh, a TikTok. I don't know what you kids are up to these days. What is that? Oh, that's fun. Why don't you put your phone away for a minute so mommy can talk to you? About what? About you? About school, baby? Here, let me sit next to you. How have classes been? And how are your exams? Oh, of course. I'm so proud of you. And how are you? Are you taking care of yourself physically? Oh, come on. What about the girls there? Are the girls being nice to you? Hey, don't move away from me. Mommy has a right to know, doesn't she? If the girls on campus have been flirting with you, or maybe they've been trying to kiss you. Or even touch you. Sweetheart? Oh, baby. You don't have to pull away from me. No, don't be shy with mommy. You're my special boy, aren't you? No, don't say that. You are my special boy, baby. You've always been mommy's favorite, most special boy in the whole world. That school, it's changing you, that's all. Being away from mommy's just made you feel confused and unsure, but baby, there's nothing to be confused about. I mean, look, I'm right here. The best woman in your life. The only one who knows just what you need. Just when you need it. Baby, it's okay. Just let mommy remind you. It's been so long. Just, hey. okay? Be a good boy and let mommy take care of you again. And then you'll be less confused, less tainted by that school. This is home, baby. I'm home. Mommy is home. Now, come here. No, No one can see us. It's just like before. It's our little secret, right? Now come. See what mommy put on just for you? Years ago, you loved catching glimpses of me in this nightie. It's so silky and short and see-through. See, baby? You can see mommy's dark pink areolas, her big, hard nipple. And you really liked it when I would wear this into bed with you. Because I could just pull the straps down. Just like this. Shh, baby. Don't look away. Silly boy. Look at mommy's big, heavy tits. Don't you miss nursing from me? It's been so long since you've felt mommy's nipples harden in your mouth. So long since you've sucked on them or swirled your tongue around them. Come here. No, shh, baby, trust me. Come. That's it. Put your head on mommy's lap, just like before. Oh. Here, sweetie, I'll guide it into your mouth. open up for me. Baby, open up. Good. Here you go. Oh, that's so good, sweetie. See? Oh, I knew you missed this. And this way. Oh, good boy. This way, mommy can just lightly play with your hair. Gently caress your perfect face. I get to look down at my baby boy and you, I mean, of course you're my baby boy. You'll always be. No, I don't want to hear any more of that. I have half a mind not to let you go back there if that school's gonna, I don't know, fuck with you so much. No, look at me. You're my special boy. Always. I don't care how old you are. Don't you love me, baby? Oh, well, see. Then be a good boy for me and keep nursing from mommy. There we go. Oh, see, you know exactly what to do with these. Ooh, and look, there it is. Sucking on mommy's tits always got you so excited, didn't it, baby? Look at this big, hard dick. Oh, it's been so long. Oh, gosh, you must have missed mommy being around to take care of you when you got real hard like this. Here. No, shh, 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 no, let me stroke you. Here, just unzip. So I can pull you out. Oh, that's my boy. Keep nursing from mommy while she strokes and caresses your rock hard cock. What? Wrong? No, look at me. This isn't wrong, baby. How could it possibly be wrong? Look at your cock is so hard. It's so big and thick in mommy's hand. It's obvious that you want it. There's nothing wrong with wanting me, baby. It wasn't wrong before, was it? When you first came to mommy for help with this? When you would get so hard that you would throb and ache to the point of pain and only mommy could make it feel better? It wasn't wrong then, was it? No, and it wasn't wrong when you would snuggle up to mommy on the couch and slide your curious fingers up my dress or my baggy nightshirt so you could feel the warmth and the wetness of mommy's pussy between her thighs. No, and it wasn't wrong when you came into my room at night and you'd press your hard, leaky cock to my mouth, parting my lips while I slept until you woke me and I'd suck and lick and kiss and milk this cock of yours. I don't get it. You go away to school for a few months and suddenly this is all wrong and you're too, what, good? Is that it? You're too good for mommy now? No, baby, they've brainwashed you. They've changed you. Look at me. Baby. You're not right, but it's okay. It's okay, sweetie. Don't worry. Mommy can bring you back. Mommy can undo all the damage that terrible place has done to you. Shh. No, shh. Baby, I'll cover your mouth with my hand and kiss my own hand if I have to. Just so I can bring my lips close to yours and look you in the eye when I say, Mommy's gonna take very, very good care of you, sweetie. Whether you say you want me to or not. So just lay back and let me, okay? Oh, that's it. Oh, good boy. I'll move my hand when I think you're ready. But until then, one free hand is more than enough to pull this other strap down and let both of my tits hang out for you to see while I reach down and grip your cock. My baby's cock. Oh, the cock I made. You love mommy stroking and rubbing this cock, don't you? Oh, of course you do. You don't have to say anything. Mommy knows what you like. I've always known what you like. Ooh. And when I spit a little on my fingertips and I tease this swollen head. Oh, that's it, baby. Moan into mommy's palm. See, you love when I take care of you. Oh, shh, just relax. This cock. This is mommy's favorite fucking cock in the whole wide world. Just thinking about my son with his dick nice and hard for me gets me so fucking wet. I was never very slutty, per se, but for you, for my special boy, oh, mommy just feels so filthy all the time. Are you ready? Okay, I don't want to hear another word about this being wrong. Not when your dick is leaking all over my hand. There you go, sweetie. Good boy. Now, shh. Let mommy taste you again. Oh, fuck. Oh, I've missed this. Mommy's missed you, baby. Can't tell me you haven't missed my mouth, baby. Mommy's eager, hungry little mouth. Working away on your big, hard cock, just like I should. It is my job, after all. This is what I'm good for. A dirty little incest slut for my son. You love mommy's filthy mouth. I thought you loved hearing your mother debase herself for you. You love watching mommy use both hands to stroke your aching cock between her big, soft tits, don't you? Mommy's such a good little whore for you. Oh, we used to have so much fun being dirty together. You've just forgotten, that's all. Let me help you remember. That's it, baby. Thrust it into mommy's mouth. There he is. That's my boy. Oh, being away made you forget how much you love your prim and proper loving mother when she lets loose and gives in to her carnal desire to please and worship and milk your cock. My son's cock. My special boy. I know you've missed me, baby. I can feel it in how your dick throbs when I take you deep. And then I pull back. Oh, none of those stupid girls on campus could do what I can do. None of them would get nice and sloppy. None of them would cover themselves in their own drool while sucking your cock the way mommy does. No one milks you the way mommy does. The way mommy's tight, slutty little throat milks you. They wouldn't know that you like this. Having your balls gently massaged and groped while getting your dick milked. They don't know how much you love to make a mess of your good little slut. Only mommy knows that, right, baby? Look at me. Covered in your pre-cum and my own drool. See, mommy is the best woman out there for you. Don't be silly, baby. I have always been. And will always be. Your best girl. Show me, baby. Show mommy that you know you were wrong. That you missed this. Show me, baby. Claim mommy again. I want you to paint me with your cum. I want to feel it shoot all over my pretty made-up face. I want you to cover my naked tits. Oh, make a mess of mommy. Make me pretty, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, baby, I feel it. Feel your balls tensing. Oh, you've got so much cum for mommy. As you should. Give it to me. Shh, cum for mommy. Let mommy rub your cock all over her slutty face. You always did like knowing I could smell you on myself afterwards. Give me something to lick up and smell on myself for the rest of the day, baby. Come for mommy. That's my good boy. That's it. Come for me. Paint mommy's face. Make me pretty, baby. Yes. Oh. boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, rub it around my face, baby. You make mommy so pretty. Just gentle kisses on your sensitive cock. So I can lick up the last little bit of your cum, baby. Now let me just scoop up what's on my face. And my tits. Oh, just what I needed. A belly full of your cum, sweetie. And now I get to smell you and crave you all day long. Or at least until I wash my face. Oh, hey. Baby, hey. Shh, it's okay. It felt good, didn't it? Of course it did. You came so much for me. No one makes you come like mommy does. No one. Now, come here. Come snuggle with me, baby. I missed you, sweetie. I missed you so much when you were away. You made me so happy. Even now, just holding you close, feeling your chest rise and fall as you catch your breath. Putting my hand on your chest, I can feel your heart pumping. My boy. This is where you belong, isn't it? Right here in mommy's arms. Maybe you don't need to go back to campus, Maybe if you stayed home, I could do more for you. Well, you remember how I let you fuck mommy's pussy finally, right before you left? When you said how good I felt wrapped around you and how you just wished that you could feel mommy again and without a condom next time? Well, if you stayed home, I wouldn't have to worry about you. I wouldn't have to be concerned with you changing or growing more distant. I could let you put your cock in me without a condom, baby. Anytime you wanted. Of course I would. I would even. Well, I suppose I might even let you come in me too. If you promised you would stay here with me. Anytime you wanted, you could just slide your aching cock right into mommy's warm, wet cunt and fill me up with your cum. Just as long as you stay here with me. Mommy and her special boy. Oh, good. Oh, baby, you make me so happy. I knew that school was no good for you or for us. We are gonna have way more fun here together.